One of the coldest winters I've ever flown, Rudolph. Donner, Dixon.
It's not Dixon. It's Vixen. I'm a girl.
Dixon, Vixen. Rudolph's my pet, and you know that. He's teacher's pet.
Yes, we know, Santa. We know.
Anyway, Rudolph, how's it look up there? It's colder than a witch's whistle up here, the sleigh with all these toys and metal objects and things.
It's pretty bad, Santa. It's pretty bad. Boy, maybe that Mayan calendar was off a couple days. Maybe we're ending. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is kaput.
No. If it's gonna kaput, it'll be in March. They always delay these things. I don't know. I think this might be it. This is a horrible storm we're in, kids. Horrible. And I'm not feeling too good either. Mrs. Claus says I probably should have taken more B complex. Anyway, well, hey, there's that kid who saved the dog from drowning. Let's give him an extra Nintendo set. He was a really good kid this year. Come on, let's go to the chimney. Yeah, this is the place, all right. Okay, here's boy, look at the little Christmas tree. What a small Christmas tree for such a hero. This kid, oh, I'm talking to myself. The reindeer never come down here with me, you know. Anyway, folks, this kid rescued a dog from drowning in a freezing river about a month ago, and I just figured, you know, that the toy handcuffs, kinky little kid, weren't enough. I'm going to give him a little extra here, like a Nintendo. It's worth like $800. This is the top of the line here. Just tuck it right here into the tree. There we go.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, no. I've been discovered.
Hi, Santa.
Jared, is that you?
Yes, yeah, Santa. What are you doing?
I'm tucking your toy handcuffs under the tree here.
Oh, boy. My girlfriend Susie will love those.
And a little extra surprise, but you gotta promise not to open it until Christmas Eve morning. Well, actually, Christmas Day morning. I'm getting my... I don't feel too good this year, Jared.
Well, you ought to try the milk and cookies, and I put a little Maalox there on the side. Because, you know, I know things, you know, must get hectic this time of year. And thank you for the gift, Santa. My dog Spotty says thank you. Yeah, and I thank you, my parents thank you, because we're poor.
Well, I heard what you did about saving that little dog. This must be him, huh? Is this Spotty?
That's him, Santa. I saved him from a freezing river, and the folks who owned him couldn't afford to feed him much, so they just told me to keep him.
Well, isn't he a cute little guy? Yes. You know, it's stories like this at Christmas time that just make me, the cockles of my heart warm up and get through the night. I like to start it off on a positive note, and that's just what you did for me. It's time to start Shut Up, Please. The radio show?
Oh, I listen to that every Sunday night right after Robin's Imagination Hour. It's such a cute show, and it's slightly geared for adults, which makes it, you know...
Well, any kid with toy handcuffs would probably enjoy something like this. All I can say, Jared, is Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Spotty really is a cute little dog, despite his missing leg.
Yeah, I had to pull it off.
Well, he limps. He's got a cute limp.
That he does. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Jared. And I give my love to your folks. We'll see you next year.
Okay. It's Nintendo, isn't it?
Oh, wait a minute. You were listening. Bad boy. I'm going to have to take your handcuffs away now.
No. Come on, leave those too. I want those more than the Nintendo.
Sorry, kid. Mrs. Claus is going to love these.
No. Give them back. I don't want Nintendo. I want the toy handcuffs.
Sorry. You were bad. You were eavesdropping. Goodbye. And he exclaimed to all as he flew through this night. Merry Christmas to all, and Mrs. Claus, you're gonna get a sight.
Tando, I wanted the handcuffs. Damn. Too young to go to an adult bookstore. Santa Claus. F***ing control freak. It's the end of the world. My calendar ended December 21st. And it's the end of the world. There's no more cities in Detroit. No more cities in Menominee, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, or St. Paul, or Minneapolis, or Los Angeles. There's no more cities in Michigan.
There are cities in Michigan.
No, there's no more cities in Michigan.
There are cities in Michigan.
No more cities in Michigan.
There are cities in Michigan.
No, Ronald Reagan. No more cities in Michigan.
There are cities in Michigan.
No more cities anywhere, especially Michigan.
There are cities in Michigan.
No more cities in Michigan. It's the end of the world! It's Armageddon!
Oh, shut up! Shut up!
Please! With your host, Peter Gullerud. Please, please, please shut up. Volume 2. Enjoy. And now a series of Christmas carols. Holiday carols for every facet of humanity. First, we'll start with the Christians, since, you know, Christmas is kind of popular. Hey, hey, we're the Christians. People say we're Christian around. We're the young Christians, we got something to pound. And then for the Muslims, Muhammad was a nice guy, but the extremists make it seem so sad. Muhammad, the Quran ain't so bad. It says if you kill someone, it's sad. And then there's one for the Buddhists in our midst. From nothing you come to Nirvana you go. And if you didn't get it right, you got another show. And then there's the agnostics amongst us. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe so. And that's my song. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't know a thing about wrong or right. And then there's, now we'll have a song for the atheists amongst us. I forgot the Jews. That was for the atheists. And now the Jews. Let's see. The Mexican Jews. Here we go. Feliz Hanukkah. I want to wish you a happy Hanukkah. I want to wish you a happy Hanukkah.